Hi everybody, my name is Rufai Hosseini, and these are my very interesting podcast and my thoughts right here. Welcome to yet another very exciting edition of this, and today I'll be talking about Nigerian politics. I'll be talking about Nigerian politics and something is currently happening. There's a very funny trend happening now. Political parties are splitting up, and I saw this was going to happen. And I foresaw that this was going to happen, and I was planning for it. Truth of the matter is, at first it started with the infighting in the ruling APC. It started with the infighting in the ruling APC, and the PDP too have been going through a lot for quite some time. In fact, the PDP have been having a terrible time. Let's not forget that they had a big tussle, a big chairmanship tussle, and that led to a lot of very disgruntled people in the party. And they had two factions, the Fire Shea faction and the Akali factions and some other factions, and the Almoti Sheriff faction in the party. Finally, they settled that out, but it has led to a fragmentation in the party. A fragmentation too is happening in the APC as we speak, led by the likes of Dino Melaye and some other top senators out there, and the fragmentation is on. So this is what is definitely going to happen. There's a reformed APC now. A couple of senators, I think over 23 senators, have gone the way of this reformed APC. The presidency is trying to play down on this. It's trying to say there is no qualms, but there's a lot that will happen. What will happen is it's going to share to a very large extent the vote. The reformed APC would definitely merge with the PDP before the end of the year. They're going to get their acts together. So automatically, those that are saying they're the reformed PDP, it's not so. They will go ahead and merge with the PDP. The reformed APC will merge with the PDP. They will build a very strong coalition. And they're going to fight the incumbent president on different areas. Purposefully, they're going to fight him in the north, because the bulk of the election victory in the north comes from the bulk of the electoral victory in this country comes from the north. So definitely that about 15 million votes that is only sure for Buhari is going to be split. And what they're going to do, they're going to use a viable candidate. So they're going to play an Igbo ticket. So probably what they're going to do, they're going to use an Atiku and probably an Igbo person. And they're going to rally around him as vice presidential candidate. So they will share that election. There's been a lot of infighting too in some other parts of the east. And at the same time, there's been a lot of infighting too in some other part of the southwest as regards to the APC. It's not that formidable. In fact, I was telling somebody the other day that Amberley was just lucky to be governor in Lagos because the election was really keenly contested. He will win re-election, but it's not just going to be that easy again. So a split here and there. Two things I'm looking at the 2019 elections in February. It is likely going to be a runoff or a very close shave. Even if Buhari is going to nick it, it's not going to be that landslide a lot of people are talking about, because this fragmentation will lead to more fragmentation, and it's going to affect the ecosystem, and it's going to affect many parts of the system. So this will happen. This is going to be out there. A lot of people are going to be hurt. A lot of political gladiators are going to get their seats back, but some people are going to change their seats. There's going to be more defections too. In the coming days, in and around December, there's going to be more defections. I have privileged information that some top stalwart will be defecting. In fact, watch this space. The Senate presidents too might be part of those defecting. But leading up to 2019 elections, according to what I have, it's going to be keenly contested. And if the president isn't careful, the president might not be re-elected.